Coming soon to a recreational pot store near you, expect the Willie Nelson brand of marijuana. It's called Willie's Reserve. The country music star announced today that his brand of pot will be sold in Washington State and in Colorado. John Quelch is a Harvard Business School professor who has studied pot marketing in Colorado in particular, and he says celebrity endorsements like this can have a special appeal for new users.
People who have not traditionally smoked marijuana or ingested marijuana, the endorsement of a known celebrity might imply a certain measure of quality in the product that could lead some people to at least try that particular brand.
Do you have actual hard research that shows that celebrity endorsements do attract new customers?
Well, that varies very much from market to market, and it depends on whether or not the celebrity in question is perceived as a credible endorser of the product. I think probably most of us who lived through that era would probably accept that Mr. Nelson probably has some credentials in this regard.
Well, Professor Quelch, I'm wondering what other unique challenges marketing marijuana poses.
Well, it is a very difficult business in which to make money at this stage. One reason is that there is a high level of regulation, which requires a lot of paperwork and compliance by small business owners that can be quite debilitating financially as well as inconvenient. A second problem is that there's a certain number of people marketing in the retail market who are doing so really not in order to make money, but really out of a passion for the cause. And that results in a certain measure of financial indiscipline that can cause problems for those who are legitimately trying to pursue the product as a business opportunity. And a third factor is that there are some people in this fledgling market who, you know, simply don't have the financial acumen to run retail establishments, especially in a highly controlled and regulated context. And what this means is that within a year or two, depending upon the regulatory environment, you should see a shakeout. You should see some consolidation whereby those retail organizations that have a certain marketing acumen, a certain financial capability, are going to take over some of the licenses that are either abandoned or fall on hard times because the licensee simply can't make ends meet.
I'm speaking with John Quelch. He's a marketing professor at the Harvard School of Business. And Professor, you studied Colorado's market in particular. One question that I had was if and how companies have marketed to consumers who perhaps never consumed this particular substance. It's one thing to market a soft drink or a type of cheese, but this is a substance that has heretofore been illegal. So what challenges are there, and how have they gotten around that?
Right. Well, people who have not experimented with or tried marijuana before, either in leaf form or in the form of edibles, are looking for some sort of reassurance that the experience they're buying into is going to be satisfactory. And so the quality of the retail environment, the quality of the fixturing, the presentation in the store, the appearance and demeanor of the salespeople in the retail store can all have a very significant effect in persuading someone to buy in one retail establishment versus another. They act as quality signals to a group of consumers who really, because of their inexperience, don't know how to evaluate quality before they actually try the product.
So if I'm thinking of Willie Nelson's Willie's Reserve pot, that might appeal to somebody that has a particular image, but it might not appeal to perhaps a housewife with three kids who doesn't like country music and has never tried this substance and might be more interested in shopping at Nordstrom.
Definitely, and I think you'd find that the housewife with three kids would be much more likely to purchase an edible, say a cookie, as Maureen Dowd famously did last year, rather than to buy something that has Willie Nelson's name on it. And of course, the Nelson name will appeal to a certain generation of consumers who may, for nostalgic reasons, want to relive the past, but it won't necessarily appeal to 20 or 30-year-olds.
So it doesn't sound like, in terms of expanding your market, a great strategy for looking ahead to the future.
Well, you'll have to ask Mr. Nelson that, but I think that there's plenty of room in the retail market for brands that address different segments of consumers, and there's certainly no doubt that the Marley and the Nelson brands would have a certain cachet, a certain appeal. But if, frankly, the product isn't up to snuff, so to speak, it's not going to have many legs.
And lastly, what do you think of the timing of the announcement? Today is 4/20, which is, at least in Washington State, a sort of holiday for pot smokers.
Well, here in New England, it's Patriots Day, and we run the marathon when people in Washington are celebrating Pot Day. So, you know, it's a little bit of a difference between the East and West Coast here. I really shouldn't comment on culture and civilization in Washington State.
John Quelch is a marketing professor at the Harvard School of Business. He's written a case study on the marijuana market in Colorado. Today, Willie Nelson rolls out his very own pot brand, Nelson Select. You are high on the record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.